January 2008. When a real old-fashioned winter gets going properly, there is no day without its snow. The nor'easters and other big storms that give the New England winter its fame are the stars of the show, the opera divas whom the multitudes turn out to see. Less celebrated, but also essential to the whole effect, is the supporting cast. The mezzo-sopranos and baritones who fill in the dramatic spaces around the grandees. In the production that is Winter in the Hill Country, this secondary role belongs to the elusive nocturnal visitations of what you might call baker's snow. In the deepest winter, and especially on the hilltops, each morning reveals a light fall of snow, even when the night has been clear. This snow won't amount to an inch, and so dry and soft is it that its removal calls less for a shovel than for a feather duster. The Lord of Winter is not a king, but a baker, who each night sifts down over the fields, woods, and homesteads the finest, whitest flour in his shop. To be sure, winter in these parts isn't quite what it was. You don't get this casual throwaway snow every winter morning anymore, just as you don't get as many storms that mean business. That's not all bad. For my part, I don't mind not having to shovel out from under a 2-footer every week. But I confess I miss the little baker's snows.